NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story.
Are planets out there? Are there worlds out there similar to our own? How did we get here? Can we learn the processes that formed our world and our solar system by looking at some of these other areas?
These are major questions. And according to astronomer Richard Terrell at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, such thoughts have long played on the human mind.
In terms of extrasolar planetary systems, people have speculated about the existence of planets around nearby stars ever since the intellectual concept was made that the stars in the night sky are suns. And those suns, like our own sun, may harbor worlds that contain planets. But only now have we reached a technological threshold where we can do something about it and actually search for these worlds in several ways.
Developing ways to detect other planets circling remote stars is a key objective of NASA's Astronomical Studies for Extrasolar Planetary Systems, or the ASEPS program for short. James Cutts is manager of JPL's Advanced Science Instruments and Space Technology Program. He says that ASEPS will not only attempt to spot worlds in the early stages of creation, but look for solid planetary pay dirt.
The other part of the program is to look at objects that have, in fact, fully formed. In many cases, the dust clouds from which they originated have disappeared, and they're isolated as dynamical objects in just the way our own solar system is today.
The ASEPS program literally begins from the ground up. Then we'll use spacecraft to carry planet-detecting instruments. A critical step for ASEPS is already underway, making use of new and advanced high-tech hardware that is now being assembled atop Mount Palomar near San Diego, California. This equipment will measure the wobble of selected stars, a wobble that is telltale evidence that large planets, say the size of Jupiter, may be orbiting and tugging on a chosen star.
An invisible planet can reveal itself in the motion of a star. As the planet rotates around the star wobbles. The sun, for example, wobbles by its own diameter because of the motion of Jupiter around it.
Hardware to carry out this planet quest is extremely sophisticated. Again, Jim Cutts.
A key ingredient of both the ground-based program and the space-based program, however, is new technology. The program that we have today could not have been conceived 5 years ago. The development of new techniques, new ideas of making observations, and the development of new technologies, lightweight optics, highly sensitive sensors.
For Michael Klein, JPL manager of the ASEPS effort, sending a spacecraft to a distant star to drop in on other planets is also far off in the distant future.
How do we explore other solar systems if we can't go there? Well, the way to do that is to let the photons, that is, the light waves, let them come to us, and we study them in ways that are more and more precise as our technology advances forward.
As technology advances and more powerful instruments can be placed into space, the search will focus on ever smaller planets. Klein explains.
Our goal here is to see someday in the future to find other Earths, other solar systems first, of course, and find out if they are similar to ours. Do they have Mars and Jupiters and Earth-like planets? If they do have Earth-like planets, our goal would be to image those other Earth-like planets and be able to study them from afar over the incredible distances of space, letting the photons travel to us.
What's likely to be found by scanning distant stars with ASEPS sensors?
I think the biggest things we're going to learn are going to be complete surprises, things that we have never anticipated. And I think that's going to be absolutely true when we start looking at other planetary systems.
The detection of planets circling other stars. Why should this venture stir the soul? Again, Richard Terrell.
It's because it's such a fundamental, gut-wrenching issue. You look up at the lights in the night sky, and you know they're suns. And you see thousands of them with the naked eye. In a telescope, you see tens of thousands of them. And you wonder. You wonder what's going on out there.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.